Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. In dark times, we need to fight evil with the most powerful weapon at our disposal. Among the most powerful is the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So as many of you have seen already, this is the Great Rosary Campaign. It's a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders, both Catholic and non-Catholic, especially if they're falling away. And we are in momentous times right now. I think that's obvious to anybody. With the death of Pope Francis, the church is entering into a period of mourning, right as we were coming into the joy of Easter. And we are also entering into a new papal conclave where the cardinals will elect the next pope. So this is going to be a special Great Rosary Campaign in that it's going to be the same call to prayer for the next 2 weeks at least. We may extend it depending on how long the conclave goes. But for this week and for next week, the prayer target will be Pope Francis, his soul, that he may attain eternal life in heaven, a beatific vision, eternal life with God, and for the cardinals who will participate in the conclave, that they would be guided by the Holy Spirit, that they would have wisdom from above, and that they would choose the right man for this hour in history to be the Pope of the Catholic Church. There is no office on this side of heaven that is higher among men than the Vicar of Christ, the Bishop of Rome, the successor of St. Peter. And we all need to be praying, and to whatever extent you feel led, it is a generally joyful season, traditionally. We're actually looking forward to the Feast of the Ascension and Pentecost, but there's also a lot to fast for as well and to do penance for. So our recommended penance is just simply going to be, and you don't even have to see it as penance, just something we offer up for the soul of Pope Francis as well as the cardinals and being guided toward the right choice, a holy hour. Please, each week, go to spend a holy hour with our Lord in the Eucharist. Offer more if you're willing. There's nothing to be lost from that, only to be gained. So please be praying for the soul of Pope Francis. Please be praying for the cardinals. We'll see how all of this goes. If it goes longer, perhaps we'll continue this prayer target. It's extremely important that this time be inundated with prayers from Catholics, and to the extent you're willing, penance offered for the soul of Pope Francis, as well as the wisdom and discernment of these men who are called upon to make one of the most important decisions in history. And, you know, there are many election days across the world, election days for presidents, for prime ministers, etc. But there is no higher election, no election with more consequences than the election of a pope. So let us pray for the men. Let us ask Our Lady through the rosary to offer her prayers to our Lord for the wisdom and guidance of these men, in addition to, of course, the soul of Pope Francis. So as we often remind everybody, we pray the rosary for three basic reasons: to keep the faith, for moral renovation, and for conversion, both to the Catholic faith, but also even when we're in the Catholic faith, we need a daily conversion, take up the cross of our Lord. And there are six biblical themes with this Great Rosary Campaign. First one is we pray for our brethren. The second one, we pray for our enemies. Third, we pray for our leaders and those in authority. That's particularly relevant these next 2 weeks. Fourth one is we go into battle with the Ark. As many of you know, Our Lady is a type. Well, I'm sorry, she's the fulfillment of a type of the old Ark of the Covenant. She is the new Ark of the Covenant. And as the Israelites marched around Jericho for 7 days and on the seventh blew the trumpets and the walls came tumbling down, they marched around with the Ark. We are doing that with the Great Rosary Campaign. We are marching around, as it were, the rosary targets we're praying for, hoping that there are extraordinary graces that are delivered on the seventh day. So that's why we start on Sunday. We go to Saturday. So that's what we're doing. We are going to battle with the new Ark of the Covenant, Our Lady. The fifth one is that evangelism and apologetics consists of four ingredients: love, arguments, prayer, and penance. I think everybody knows that it requires love, but we don't always exercise it. Love is the love of God above all creatures, and the love of creatures for the sake of God. So you have to have that in place. There's nothing worth doing without love in place. The second one is arguments. We got to know our stuff. But then the next part is, and no enemy can prevent us from doing this, is prayer. And then the fourth part is that almost nobody seems to really emphasize, but we at Eternal Christendom are, is penance. We can offer penance for the salvation and conversion of the people we are praying for. The sixth biblical principle is that we return good for evil. We Catholics who pray the rosary in public, who offer Our Lady respect and love in public, we are often accused, particularly by Protestants, of paganism, idolatry, all the old tired canards. We know it's not true, but they don't. And so instead of responding in kind, let's not respond with sarcasm or be acerbic or confrontational. Let's say, God bless you. Let's pray for more. Pray for them all the more. Say something kind. You know, disarm them with kindness. It's like throwing coals on your enemy, right? That's what scripture says. So return good for evil. With that, we will close our normal anthem verse. These are very important days. Please be praying the rosary for the soul of Pope Francis and these cardinals as they go about this decision. But we will close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.